How are you?
Come on in, let's have some fun. Let's learn a little bit today and get exactly what you want in life by asking for what you want. Now, this is something, okay, I always get in trouble when I do this. I tell people how to ask for what they want, then I'm going to get like 15 emails, people asking me what they do, asking me for something. I'm like, oh, God. Okay, I know how to say no. So we'll have to do another show on negotiating so you can ask me what you want. Okay, we'll talk about that. That's what we talk about today, how to ask for what you want. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day because life will get in the way. There's just no doubt about that. I don't take it as a bad thing. I just take it as a thing. That's it. It's going to happen. In fact, happy people, which we'll talk about on Monday a little bit, I think, this week. Yeah, I think so. I think it's on. No, we'll talk about it tomorrow on Friday. Happy people actually tend to do that. Happy people tend to just accept that life's going to get in the way. It's going to get kind of wonky. What are you going to do? Well, just deal with it. So it's going to happen. And that's why we're here today for you. How are you? My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. By the way, I changed my morning routine. A lot of folks are always interested in morning routines. In fact, I'll go so far as to say I have changed my entire routine. Happens a lot, kind of changed up my average perfect day a little bit. I just noticed it wasn't quite blending the way I wanted it to go. And to be honest with you, I mean, I'm still flossing my teeth. That's part of my morning routine. I floss my teeth because I didn't want to get the lecture from the dental hygienist anymore. And I did it for months. And I go in there and I told her I've been flossing my teeth, trying to be a really good little doobie for you. Can I get a gold star? And she, oh, it's good. You should floss your teeth. And then she gets in there and she goes, well, you know, you're doing it 5 days a week. You should do it 7 days a week. And you should focus more on the vertical brushing on your teeth. And I said, darn it. I changed my routine. And I also changed my dental hygienist. I said, I don't need the lecture anymore. See, I had to change my life. But my morning routine, we'll talk about that here. Not today, but in the next week or two. Because I did shift it around. And I know you're always looking for a way to make your morning routines better, your entire day routine. So let me settle it in for a couple of weeks here. I've been actually moving this way for a few months, and I'll let you know what I'm doing, and maybe you get some ideas from that. How's that? Did I say who I was? I think I did. We'll just leave it at that. That's perfectly fine. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. How do you get what you want? You know, the thing is, I notice that most people don't get to the point these days. There's an entire couple of generations of people right now who just talk in circles. I was watching a television show yesterday. I was watching Bill Maher on HBO. And they were just talking in circles. I thought nobody got to the point. They had a whole hour and nobody got to the point. And he's frustrated trying to get to the point, but they just wouldn't do it. People talk in circles these days. And that serves some people. But ultimately, you've got to get to the point and not beat around the bush. Now, I will tell you right off the bat here that I had to really learn this the hard way. As you might imagine with me, I can walk right in. I'll turn right into whatever I'm going after. If I decide to get something, I'm a bull in a china shot. I'm going to go after it until I get it. I'm going to push things around. That's what I used to do. Didn't really matter who I knocked over. I was going to get what I wanted to get, and I would take on whatever battle came my way. And it worked. It did. It wasn't any fun all day, and I didn't always get what I wanted because then you get a reputation, don't you? Yeah. Pushy. But I learned something over time. I learned that no matter what I did, no matter how hard I pushed, that people couldn't read my mind. They didn't actually know what I wanted. Usually I had this superficial thing I was going after, but deep within my heart, there was something else I wanted. I'd almost be in tears sometimes trying so hard to get what I wanted. But people didn't know that. and then take time to kind of get on their side. Like Zig Ziglar said so many years ago, you get anything you want in life by helping others get what they want. He wasn't wrong. Did you hear that? You get anything you want in life by helping other people get what they want. It's not a direct copying of Zig, but it's a close copying of Zig. Thank you, Zig. He's been gone for a few years now. He's awesome. Still love to hear me some Zig on a podcast. So before I continue, I have a warning for you. Be careful what you ask for. What'd your mom and dad say about that? Be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. It happens all the time. But that's not what I'm talking about, Scott. No, it's the stuff that I really want that I can't get. Well, maybe you're, as Zig would say, a wandering generality. He says you got to be a meaningful specific. Thanks, Zig. Be specific to avoid confusion. So be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. That's kind of the way the universe works. What you get, what you focus on, right? Scott, my life is terrible. How do I fix it? Well, stop focusing on your life being terrible. Okay? That's the first thing. Be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. Be specific to avoid confusion. My friend Louis Gates is a medium, a psychic kind of guy, and he always uses spirit to bring him cars. He asks spirit to give him a car whenever he needs a new car. One year he told me, he said, you know what? I had to get specific because they were bringing me 1962 Volkswagen Bugs and it wasn't working for me. So I had to get more specific about the vehicle I wanted. He now has a Lexus. It's awesome. Be careful what you ask for, just in case you get it. Be specific and avoid confusion. Be on guard for creative answers that are not precisely what you want. People are really good at this. In fact, I'm really good at this. I am. Yeah. You'll ask me a question. And if I don't exactly want to give you what you want, I will spin it around a little bit creatively to give me what I want, making you think you're getting what you want. I'm just admitting it. It happens. Why? Oh, not me. Everybody does that. I'm just being honest about it. We do it naturally, don't we? Usually my case is, I think it'll work out. Let me see if I can find a way to make things work out. But ultimately, it has to work out for me. Now we're getting to the point. So I have a three-step formula to making this point I just got to happen. Remember, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. Be specific to avoid confusion. And be on guard for those creative answers that Scott might give you, and anybody will give you, that are not exactly what you want, but might be good for you, in my opinion. Three steps. Number one, after you have some, a little warm-up conversation, don't be completely rude, but you know what? Once you get through the weather, just come right out and ask her what you want. I have a question for you. Boom. Just ask. People really appreciate that. They do. They know where you are. They know how to deal with it. But again, buffer it just a little bit. Don't be that person who walked, that guy, that girl walks in the door and says, hey, I got to talk to you. Here's what I want. Don't do that. It's not going to work. Here's why. I need to know. They need to know. We need to know how it's going to benefit me, you, them. I have to know that. So go ahead, come out and ask for it. But right after that, make sure you toss some benefit out there because everybody works for the benefit. They don't want to do it because you feel like you need a raise. They don't want to do it because you feel like you need more responsibility. They don't do it because you feel like you need more time off. No. They need to know what's in it for them. So come up with some benefits of the person you're talking to, you're asking for, and tell them what the benefit is of them to help you. Let them know. And then thirdly, tell them what to do next. By the way, if you happen to be a business person and you're trying to sell some product and make some more money, you got to come right out and pretty much tell people what you have. You got to tell them what the benefit is for them, and you have to tell them how to order it. It works every single time. So if you want something today, think about what you want. Think about who you need to get it from. Think about how you might get in that door, warm up the conversation for about 15 seconds, and think about how you might just ask for what you want, and most importantly, the benefits. The benefits that they're going to receive by helping you. And even more important than that, because there's always something more importantly than most importantly, we all know that. Tell them what to do next. I promise you, most of these things stop in their tracks because nobody told the other person how to get it done. Nobody said, here's what we need to do to get this started. Here's what you can do to help me today. Tell them what to do next. That's it. People are very basic. They want to help you, but they also want to know what's in it for them, and they really want to know how to do it. And if you won't tell them how to get started, They're doing a favor for you. Why would they figure out how to help you if you won't tell them how to do it? Make sense? Okay. All right. There's some negotiation stuff that can go in there as well to make things a little bit better. The better you are at negotiating persuasion, the better you will get at doing this. It's a fact of life. In fact, every conversation you have all day long is a negotiation and a presentation. If you think of it that way, life gets to be pretty fun. But that's a whole other podcast. Get to dailyboostpremium.com. Become a Boost coaching member so I can help you even more. We do live calls. Great coaching calls. Had one last week. It was fantastic. Plus, you get the Face Your Passion program, which is going to go away here very soon. Last chance to get it, or you can just buy it from me. That's either way. Just dailyboostpremium.com.